Fremantle trained this morning in Queensland ahead of their match with Brisbane at the Gabba tomorrow. The AFL deciding to move the venue from Perth Stadium, understandably so. I thought it was a sensible and very pragmatic decision by everyone involved. You opt for certainty over not knowing in these times. And the executive general manager of football, Peter Bell from Fremantle, joined us on the program. Peter, welcome. Can you give us a bit of an insight into how the whole week played out for us?
Yeah, good morning. It was obviously we're all under a little bit of time pressure. So as an executive, the club got together on Monday afternoon, and then by Monday night, it had been confirmed with the AFL that we were shifting our fixture up to the Gold Coast to play Brisbane on Sunday. And then from there, it was just letting our players and our staff know very, very quickly that that was the plan. And then ironing out the details. It's not insignificant, the amount of work that goes into transplanting a football program at the best of times, but exacerbated by a pretty short time frame. But everyone pulled together. We're reasonably well practiced in this, and we managed to get up here on Wednesday evening, and the rest of the week's run pretty smoothly.
I openly, Peter, this is not a criticism. I'd have made the same choice. But I do wonder, with hindsight being what it is, knowing 75%, would you have stayed in Perth if you'd known that?
Well, hindsight's always 20/20, as the expression says. I think at the time, when you're considering all the factors, I can absolutely understand why the AFL chose to send us up here. And in many respects, it's not really a negotiation with the AFL. They have a lot of people who make these decisions, and then once they let us know what they'd like us to do, we understand it, and then we communicate it through to our people. So, look, now that it's 75% and it looks like, thankfully, things are under control for the moment in Western Australia, do we look at it and think, yeah, we would have loved to have played at home and played in front of our fans? And that absolutely is the case, but we understand the AFL's rationale. And also, given what was a pretty poor performance against West Coast, it's a good opportunity for our guys and our football department staff to get away together and really connect and take on a quality opposition.
Peter, Mark Duffield, thanks for joining us today. It's also about, because every state has a different sort of attitude to border control and restrictions, doesn't it? It was also about the Queensland government being a bit skittish, if you like, about, you know, what might be happening over here. And there was a chance that they could alter their position on WA border issues, which meant that the decision had to be taken pretty quickly and you had to get there pretty quickly.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There wasn't a lot of time. Queensland had given some assurances that the sooner we were in Queensland, the more likely it would be that factors such as retrospective isolation may be avoided. So when you consider all the different factors, I absolutely, and I think everyone at our club understands why the decision was made.
How do you rally the troops after what was a pretty disappointing second half in the Derby? You went to halftime 13 points down, well and truly in the game, and then fell away pretty badly. What have you done to make sure you get the response you want against the Lions tomorrow?
Yeah, it's interesting. We certainly rally the troops, but as Harry would know, we actually expect our leaders and our players to rally themselves as well. So you go through a thorough review, and that was some uncomfortable viewing, in particular with regards to the second half, and we fell away in the contest, and that's not what we want to be. So it was a pretty strong review. Once you've reviewed that and we got up here, then it flows into a normal sort of week. But our leaders have been really strong. Training's been of a high standard. And like I said earlier, it's a great opportunity to learn from what we didn't do well against West Coast, particularly in the second half, and take on a team like Brisbane, who are exceptionally strong in the contest. So that's a big challenge, and right now it's been a really productive preparation to take on that challenge.
We spoke to Craig Vozzo a little bit earlier about the worry of injury across the AFL. You've been hit exceptionally hard as well, and news yesterday that you've lost Sam Sturt for the season with a knee problem, and also Heath Chapman to shoulder surgery, as well as ongoing problems for Bailey Banfield and Ethan Hughes. How much of it is a concern that you've had so many of your top-end young talent, like Sturt, like Griffin Logue, and a few others, lose, Hayden Young's another one, and now Chapman, lose significant chunks of their development period as footballers to serious injuries?
Yeah, oh, it's clearly not ideal. And look, the majority of those injuries, collision injuries, and whether they're ankle syndesmosis or shoulders or whatever the case may be. Games early in your career, obviously you learn a lot. And so if you're missing games early in your career, you are playing catch-up later on. We try and keep those guys engaged as much as possible, but it is disappointing for them. And probably this season, look, I certainly don't have the answers, but there does seem to be a high number of those collision-type injuries through the league. So whether that's because of the increased speed of the game, whether that's because of the reduced rotations as well, is that because of the reduced pre-season? I mean, that potentially is a bit of a stretch because they are collision injuries, the majority of them. I don't know, maybe with extra fatigue, because we did have a limited pre-season, maybe awareness is off just a little bit potentially. They're all just theories, but to answer your question, Duff, it is concerning, and we'd much rather have our young players, all players, but particularly young players, available so they can really fast-track their development.
One more quick one from me, Peter, before we let Harry have a shot at you. The fact that you have to protect the head now in tackles and players are dragging their opponents down really hard on the body with the head held away from the ground, but extra weight being put on ankles and knees on the way down. Is that a factor in this spate of syndesmosis injuries that we're being seen, where players get their ankle caught underneath the tackle and there's a full body weight of two people going down to the ground?
That would make sense to me. The players are more and more powerful every year. We instruct our players to tackle the opposition to the ground. And we also instruct our players, when they're being tackled, to absorb pressure, buffer the pressure, stand up strong in the tackle, and then try and dispose of the ball. So perhaps all of those figures, all of those factors are contributing to players getting caught up and falling across legs and that type of thing. It is a 360-degree game as well, so you can be tackled from all different angles, which it seems to be. That's the injury of the AFL at the moment, the syndesmosis. But I think your theory holds quite a bit of merit, Duff.
Fremantle Executive Manager of Football, Peter Bell, is with us on Sports Talk. It's 11 to 11.
Peter, Harry Taylor here. Good luck in the games over the weekend, mate. In terms of the hub last year and, you know, spending significant time on the road, in reflection, is there anything significant that stands out to you and the staff in terms of learnings? Anything that you've been able to take forward into this year? Clearly, you travel a lot. We saw some stats as opposition players regarding the amount of time spent on the road for West Coast and Freo, and it is quite alarming. But is there anything significant that you might have learnt from the experience that you can then bring into the program going forward?
Yeah, I think it's the positive mindset around it, Harry, and being able to control what you can control. Once the decision's made, then we have to give our team the best chance of a really good preparation, whether it be this week or against Essendon down in Melbourne next week. So it's a positive mindset. We're fortunate that we spend a lot of time away last year, so some of the unknown and uncertainty is taken out of the equation. And then it's just the smaller things, making sure that our staff and our families back home, you know, Mother's Day this weekend, for example, making sure that people are doing okay in that space emotionally and from a family connection as well. It's easy to sort of get over here and secret yourself away a little bit and realise that there's other people back home who, you need to reach out to as well. So it's just the experience of having done it before. By and large, aside from the family stuff back home, we found the hubs last year to be a really good experience, by and large. Some people cope with it better than others. But as a young team, it was a great chance to build connection, to have our young players learn to execute Justin's game plan as a new senior coach. So, look, the guys are in good spirits, but that doesn't count for much unless we go out there and put on a good performance against Brisbane.
Peter, what chance of another debutant tomorrow? Where are you at with that? Can you give us any insight?
Well, certainly we've brought some players who, if they were selected on Sunday, they'd be making their debut. So Joel Weston would be in the mix for that. We'll work through that this afternoon ahead of selection. We'll let you know in a little while, Clint.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. I was pointing the finger at Joel Weston when I asked the question, Duff.
One thing you do have in your favour, Peter, is your depth in defence, and obviously you've lost Heath Chapman now, Ethan Hughes as well, and you're still waiting for Joel Hamling and Alex Pearce, but the fact you've had Taylan Duman in reserve, I would imagine he's the one that steps in to cover at least one of them. And I thought Toby Watson was a long way from your worst last week in the Derby as well.
Toby's been a really solid contributor in most of the games that he's played. He's played a handful of games and genuinely unlucky to have been out of the team after some of his performances. So he knows that he's probably going to get a pretty good block of football here, and there'll be a big challenge for both him and Taylan and Griffin and Brennan taking on the Brisbane key forwards. They're very athletic, they're very tall, obviously. So they'll have their hands full, but we need to support those players as best as we possibly can and make sure that the ball is going into the Brisbane forward line with a lot of pressure on it.
Peter, did we get a real good look at the sort of player that Heath Chapman could be? One moment in particular, he goes to ground where I'm convinced that's when he's done the shoulder, gets up in pain, but then has to spoil, but he's prepared to spoil with the arm that's connected to the shoulder that he's just hurt. I was so impressed with a young man being able to do something like that. Is that sort of underline what he's going to be like as a player when he does return from this injury?
Clint, everything that Heath has done since he's been at the club has impressed everyone, really. He's really unflappable. He's tough. Clearly, he's going to be a really good athlete. He needs football, like all our young players do, so it's disappointing to have him out for the rest of this season. Another pre-season with us, reconditioned that shoulder. We know that he's really brave. We know that he's really tough, and I could see him playing a lot of footy for a long time for us, so we're really rapt to have him.
Not just then either, just after half-time, just what he needed. He had to go back into Josh Kennedy coming the other way.
That's, exactly.
If you're a teenager and you're about 75 kilos dripping wet, all you need is 197 centimetres of Northampton monster coming at you. That's just terrific. He was fantastic. When you mentioned that the review was a hard watch, was it mainly about your ability with team defence? Because West Coast did poke holes in you after half-time.
Yeah, it was a bit of that stuff. I mentioned also it was the contest, and from there our structures fell away quite a bit, and West Coast were really good in pressing that advantage. So that can happen. It seems like you can lose momentum quickly, but we need to fight through that when we lose momentum, and we need to make sure that we're not going into silos, and we're still working as a team and communicating with each other. And that's a really big challenge for all teams, but particularly younger teams, is maintaining that communication and adherence to role when you're under pressure. So we didn't do that as well as we would like, so we're looking to improve in that area, starting with the game against Brisbane.
Peter, thanks very much for your time. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.